This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, May 11th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the United States, labor unions are fighting back against an attempt by right-wing forces to destroy the country's health care support system. The existing Affordable Health Care Act, sometimes referred to as Obamacare, was put into law despite opposition from the right-wing Republican Party. Now the Republicans, who control the federal legislature after the Trump election, are trying to do away with Obamacare. They have clutched together a plan which many say will remove health care benefits from 24 million people. Helping to lead the fight against the new Republican health care plan is the AFL-CIO, the largest union federation in the United States. Richard Trumka is the president of the AFL-CIO. He calls the Republican bill to replace Obamacare the health takeaway care bill. He spoke at a rally opposing the Republican bill.
Health takeaway care bill. It's bad for workers. It's bad for unions. And it's bad for America. It doubles down on taxing our health plans. It threatens Medicare and Medicaid. And it tilts further our economy towards the wealthiest few. In fact, this isn't a health care plan at all. It's a massive transfer of wealth from workers to Wall Street. Working people simply will not tolerate it.
Put them out! 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 Put them out!
Working people simply will not tolerate this kind of betrayal. Now, we understand that the Affordable Health Care Act needs to be improved. We stand ready to make it better, to cover more people, and to lower costs. But repeal is retreat, and this replacement is even worse. It's surrender, eliminating health care for 24 million Americans. 24 million Americans. Now, the labor movement's been fighting for health care for over a century. This is our fight. We want health care for all, not the few, not the wealthy, not the privileged, but we want health care for every last American. Every single major country guarantees health care as a right. Yet America, the richest country in the world, at our most rich point in time, is having a debate about what to cut. Well, here's what we say. No more cuts in healthcare. No more gifts to the rich. No more cuts to workers. We demand better. We will fight for better. We will march for better. We will vote for better. And we will win for better. Unions are all in. We're going to defeat this bill.
The international labor movement is warning workers about yet another so-called free trade deal. Radio Labor's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The Trade in Services Agreement, TISA, is an arrangement which has been negotiated in secret by the European Union and 22 other countries, including the United States. TISA covers about 70% of the world's services. It is aimed particularly at privatizing worldwide trade sectors such as banking, healthcare, and transport. The agreement would allow multinational corporations to take over services in a country, even if that country objects because it wants to focus on its own local provision of services. One of the labor organizations fighting the Trade in Services Agreement is the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. It has started a global campaign to highlight TISA's threat to jobs and workers' rights, especially in the transport sector. ITF General Secretary Steve Cotton warns that TISA directly threatens the jobs of transport workers. He told the media that the ITF is starting a hard-hitting informational campaign to help challenge what he calls an unrepresentative and undemocratic deal. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.